Dr. Ron Mittler and his research team at the University of Missouri is studying how plants defend themselves against stressors such as drought and heat. David Sparks, Ag Information Network.
If you take a plant and you wound pathogen is attacking one leaf only, so that leaf will start making reactive oxygen species, but then these reactive oxygen species will spread in what we call reactive oxygen species, the Ross wave, as a wave front, and it will reach all parts of the plant, and it will alert all parts of the plant that there is impending stress that could attack the rest of the plant, and then the rest of the plant triggers a lot of defense mechanisms, change metabolism, so it will be ready for the stress. So, for example, if you give heat stress to one leaf or light stress or a pathogen, then the whole plant will become resistant to these stresses. You know, that's something that we were able to actually record happening. We were able to study, find out the different genes involved and so forth.
Okay, the leaf alerts the plant, and the plant then readies itself for whatever vector is coming in. Does the plant now become noticeably more resilient to the stressor?
Oh, yeah. We call it acclimation. The whole plant, we call it systemic acquired acclimation or systemic acquired resistance.
So if you knew a stressor such as heat or drought was on the way, you could potentially warn the plant and let it get going on its own defense system. Brilliant. I'm David Sparks, producing this report in association with the Ag Information Network.